It is the Brent Winterbull Show on the Friday edition of the program. News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Our phone number is always 704-570-1110. We begin, as we often do, if we're lucky, catching up with Breaking Brett Jensen, who joins us now. A lot of news out there happening and percolating, and this one does not come from the world of politics, but it does come from the world of law enforcement. What's going on? Breaking Brett Jensen, tell us about the latest story that you've come across.
Yeah, this morning I was able to break a story about a sheriff's deputy that was arrested a couple of days ago for allegedly pistol whipping a 17-year-old and simple assault, not sexual, but simple physical assault on a 16-year-old female relative of this particular deputy. And so the deputy was arrested on assault with a deadly weapon committing serious injury, aggravated assault, and simple assault on the 16-year-old female. And so the deputy's brought forth to the magistrate by CMPD, and the sheriff's office is aware of this and fully expected him to be booked, and internal affairs, and everyone was there waiting for him at the jail. The magistrate Weeks, decides, you know what, there's no probable cause here, there, despite the photos, despite the witnesses. So they decide to let the deputy go, drop all charges. Nope, nothing to see here. And so I asked Sheriff McFadden about it this morning to get a comment about it, and he said he was as surprised as anyone that all the charges were dropped, and that he also said that he spoke to the district attorney's office and to the chief magistrate to find out what exactly is going on. They really weren't sure, so they've launched their own investigation into why this particular deputy was released and not charged, and also that they are reinvestigating the situation. And Sheriff McFadden told me personally, they fully expect, or he expects, based on the evidence, that this deputy will be charged at a later date, or charges will be refiled, is the direct quote. And so so that's where we are. And so there are a lot of questions as to why. Look, the magistrate's office has come under lots and lots and lots of fire in terms of, or criticism in terms of, hey, a person is charged with shooting a rifle at cops in a parking lot in Uptown, and oh, let's just send him a $65,000 bond, which means he's walking the streets if he can post $6,500. And so a lot of criticisms that have been going through these magistrates, and so they're trying to figure out why, with no reason given, why Magistrate Weeks decided to just drop all charges and not to file any charges, ignore the photos, ignore the witness statements, and ignore CMPD, and said, nope, nothing to see here, walk on your way.
Do we know what the underlying driver was of the deputy assaulting the young male and having an assault on his daughter, I guess? What was the underlying circumstances of that? Do we know?
I do not release. I'm not releasing that information.
Gotcha.
Just because it hasn't been confirmed.
Gotcha.
And and like I said, for mm-hmm. the officer's relative, mm-hmm. no, I haven't mm-hmm. even, I didn't release the information of the officer's name, because for mm-hmm. two reasons. One, mm-hmm. he was not criminally charged even though
right.
he was arrested.
Right.
And number two, for the privacy of his relative.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, it's going to be a very interesting story. We're going to be following this over the course of the next days, no doubt. And as you point out, this is probably not going to stand as a dismissal, at least in the near term. There may very well be charges filed that will be brought at a different point with a different magistrate, and we will certainly be looking closely at this.
And the sheriff's office did make a statement on it, did release a statement about this after my report came out, and all the other stations have decided to follow up on it, obviously without giving us credit for breaking the story first, but they've decided to follow up on it, and everyone's chasing the story and trying to get the information, and there's a lot of information that I'm not putting out there until this person is, if and when he's ever actually
sure.
charged.
Absolutely. Makes total sense. Breaking Brett Jensen, great to have you on to share this story with us, and we'll certainly monitor it with you on down the line. Appreciate you being here.